Here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm gone. Three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
So I guess if there's people out there calling for you to be benched, the way to answer them is to have a game like that. That's the end of Tim Tebow's miracle game after taking down the Pittsburgh Steelers in overtime last night. Here to talk about us about a busy weekend in football, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So let's begin with Tebow and this game and whether or not this is something that can be sustained, because before this game, Tebow is not playing all that well.
Well, this is the first non-sudden death overtime game in NFL history. Which meant that if they had scored a field goal in the overtime, then the Pittsburgh Steelers would have gotten an opportunity. But because of the new overtime rules, them scoring 6 points as the first strike ends the game. So we wanted to never see sudden death again, but then all of a sudden you have this amazing thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing that was interesting about this game is that the Steelers throughout the season have been the number one defense in the NFL. They have not allowed a lot of passing yards, not a lot of rushing yards. And the Denver Broncos are the best rushing team in the NFL, but they threw for more passing yards than any team this year, and which is incredible because Tim Tebow has been attacked and vilified all season for not being a typical quarterback. Well, he turned into a typical drop-back quarterback last night, and he torched the Steelers.
All right, so let's look at a couple other teams that emerged victorious after the weekend. Let's start with the Saints, which, unfortunately for me, beat the Detroit Lions, although I'm a Saints fan, too, and I got to wonder if the Saints and Drew Brees really have something going here.
Well, this is the battle of two sort of hard-luck cities in the United States, and America loves to love them and loves and hates to root against either the New Orleans Saints or the Detroit Lions. So that, you just articulated that sort of intention that existed with a lot of people like myself.
Yeah.
I do want to make a point about this year's playoffs. In general, the New Orleans won, and Drew Brees had more yardage in terms of offensive yardage than in any other playoff game in the history of
600
of the
yards.
Yeah,
NFL.
Amazing.
Exactly. So that's an incredible number, but it really speaks to this general sort of theme of this year's NFL, which is just all offense. The number one seeds in both the AFC and the NFC are both the last two defenses in the league, which means the best, most productive offenses possibly in the history of the NFL are very fallible. They could be beaten, and that's really the story here. The Lions, however, could not get it done because they also had no defense.
They played all right. They played. They gave them a game
for
half the game. But let's talk about that. We're in New York. Yeah, okay. I'm sure. Imagine there's a lot of happy New Yorkers this morning. The Giants. Do they go further?
Well, the Giants. They're going to play against Green Bay. Obviously, they beat Green Bay in 2007 in Lambeau. These are two very different teams going in very different directions. Presumably, I would say that the Giants are peaking, and this is the sort of talking point you hear it all across the country. The Giants are peaking at the right time. The Packers have been able to rest their starters, and they have a guy named Aaron Rodgers, who is, I would say, probably the MVP, if not one of the best players in the NFL. And it's going to be a very difficult game. If the Giants' running game produces like they did yesterday. Now, this is interesting. The Giants running game all season long was the bottom of the NFL. And
terrible,
that's what they pride themselves on. Yesterday, they looked like sort of the thunder and lightning Giants of old. And we had Brandon Jacobs like really lowering his shoulder and knocking people out. For folks home, just thinking about this, you get a 230, 40-pound running back coming at you at about, four seconds.
I run the other way, Ibrahim. That's what I do. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks.
Hey, good morning.